Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia officials are reporting an alarming increase in the use of explosives as civil unrest in the wake of the George Floyd murder continues. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says police have responded to 135 explosive events, including 50 that damaged or opened ATM machines.
Most of these ATMs don't have money in them. It's not worth it. It's not worth the injuries that we're seeing associated with this, and it's not worth the risk to the community and the danger that it's been imposing.
She says other kinds of vandalism and looting have been slowing down as the police get a handle on where best to be stationed.
There's been at least one arrest in connection with the use of explosives. A citywide curfew is in place for a fifth straight day. It's in effect from 6 o'clock Wednesday evening through 6 o'clock Thursday morning. Meantime, the Frank Rizzo statue has been removed from the front of the Municipal Services Building in Center City. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports.
During the first day of the protest, the Rizzo statue was vandalized. Some tried to light it on fire and pull it down. And after that, Mayor Kenney said it would be a month or so before it would be removed, after it was initially planned for next year. But now, there's an empty space in front of the Municipal Services Building where the 9-foot-tall bronze statue of Frank Rizzo stood for two decades.
Honestly, I believe that this is the beginning of the healing process in our city.
The statue is now in storage, and there is no timetable on its future.
Mayor Kenney says the city needs to move forward and not look back at a time that wasn't so good for everyone. Severe thunderstorms tore through the Delaware Valley Wednesday afternoon, leaving a path of destruction in their wake. KYW's Mike DiNardo surveyed the damage along Church Road in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Several huge trees in the area were uprooted in the high winds, falling on power lines. This woman, who was too shaken to give us her name, was stunned when the huge tree in her front yard crashed down.
I was in my bathroom upstairs. I heard, boom, my tree in my yard, down.
The tree, about 40 or 50 feet tall, fell toward the street and landed only feet from her house.
In Montgomery County, the powerful storm swept in during a drive-through graduation ceremony at Perkiomen Valley High School.
The winds had been picking up. They really came on strong. Things started to blow over, and people started to really just scatter for the overhang.
PV Superintendent Barbara Russell says it with a smile, but after a senior year with no prom, no sports, musicals, or other activities.
Just one more thing for these kids. So they have persevered, and they've endured, and they still walked across the stage with a smile, and we're excited.
The storms left hundreds of thousands of customers across the region without power. The state education department says in-person instruction can resume on July 1st at Pennsylvania schools. The guidelines apply to districts in the yellow and green phases of the state's COVID-19 regulations. Before they can reopen, schools will have to develop coronavirus health and safety plans based on CDC and state health department guidelines, including protocols for wearing masks.
Masks will be suggested for students. There are some medical conditions where people can't wear masks, but yes, masks will be part of the process.
That's Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine. The State Education Department is expected to offer more detailed guidance for school openings later this month. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy has signed an executive order allowing restaurants and bars to begin offering in-person outdoor dining on June 15th.
Restaurants and bars will have to ensure that table seating individual groups are 6 feet apart, and they'll have to abide by a number of safety protocols that the Department of Health will be issuing.
Murphy says the state will also allow establishments with liquor licenses to apply for a one-time special permit to serve alcohol outside. The Philadelphia Fire Department is mourning the loss of a firefighter after a month-long battle with COVID-19. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
48-year-old Eric Gore of Engine 37 in Chestnut Hills served in the Philadelphia Fire Department for 24 years. The Philadelphia Fire Department calls his passing an in-the-line-of-duty death. Mike Bresnan is the president of Firefighters Local 22.
This warrior lost his life to an enemy he could not see.
Fire Commissioner Adam Teal.
COVID is everyone's fight. We need everybody to be taking this seriously, even as we move into another phase.
Funeral arrangements are pending.
The Firefighters Union says its members are satisfied with the COVID-19 safety precautions taken by the fire department, including providing top-of-the-line personal protective equipment. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.